Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
It was this day in 1967. The Doors started a three-week run at number one in the US singles chart with an edited version of Light My Fire. It was the group's first US number one.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. I just set the night on fire.
Film soundtrack to Grease featuring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John shot to number one on the US album chart on this day in 1978. It was actually John Travolta that insisted Olivia play the role of Sandy in the movie.
They had brought up Linda Ronstadt, they'd brought up Murray Osmond, and I said, they're wonderful, but every guy in the world wants Olivia Newton-John as their, their girlfriend.
Right.
And I knew that because I wanted that. I felt the same way. And every girl wants to be like her. And I said, if you don't see this, you guys are nuts. Because there was only one person in the world that was Sandy, and that was Olivia Newton-John.
But we had a ball. I mean, the whole movie, for me, it was like going to high school. I never went to high school like that.
Grease is the word.
Birthdays today, Wanya Morris from American R&B vocal group Boyz II Men turns 47. They had the 1992 smash hit End of the Road, which set a new record for longevity, staying at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 13 weeks, breaking the decades-old record held by the King, Elvis Presley.
For us to do something like that, when you look back at it now, we understand it was a very difficult feat because we were in the album realm where you literally had to search through the album and find out what song that was and then see if it could go up the charts and become that. Because we had to pick that to be the first single. People don't realize that either, is that you can have great songs on the record, but if you don't lead out with it and go chase it, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be that record. So somebody picked End of the Road and thought it would do that. So when you put all that together, you have to think about how incredible that really was.
And the frontman of Thin Lizzy and Whitesnake, John Sykes, is turning 61 today. Whitesnake had the number one hit in 1987 with Here I Go Again.
The British and the European audience nurtured Whitesnake from day one, and I will never, ever forget that. I mean, there were a lot of happy times that I had with the original band of Whitesnake, and it was probably the most fun I've ever had professionally.
Here I go again.
Today, your music for Wednesday, the 29th of July, Mix 104.9.